Guest is my genuine Sneed. Welcome, how are you feeling today?
I've not completed what I'm supposed to have completed today, but I am well rested, sentient enough.
First question is, how did you first hear about Fiddly?
From a circle of friends, of course, with autistic associates. One of them mentioned the website, which I had never heard of, and said that everyone there would love me, which made no sense because most sites do not allow pretty much anything. They're very restrictive. So upon said Discord associate linking me to the site, I checked it out, and it's a very creative place that nobody has heard of.
Why did you decide to use Fiddly?
Well, for a little over a year, I've had a random hobby of deciding to put together, edit, and script thoughts that I have in order for me to keep these beliefs and dig myself my own in my own grave. And it was as simple as setting up an account, giving an email address and a password. I already knew how to use a visit video editor, so it was just a matter of randomly uploading once a week to increase charisma, all in all, at the end of the day.
Oh, okay. How do you get into your current political beliefs and activism?
Well, I wouldn't really call it activism because I'm not as emotionally insecure, and most national socialist organizations are anti-Christian. The reason why, for example, I believe the edgy things that I do is I was sat down when I was 17 years old by members of the Atomoffen Division, and I was taught with photographic evidence about the Havara Agreement, an agreement Jews had with so-called Nazis, which led me to learn a lot of things in our history are outright lies. You know, not just Hitler or Nazism, all
Yeah.
that stuff.
Think about that as like people say all this about how Jews were oppressed, but like people never questioned why they were. They always just ask how they were oppressed, not why they were.
Yes, you're paraphrasing the words of Ernst Zundel, a very good German man. They never ask what the Germans did to the Jews. It's the social stigma sort of thing. You're allowed to say that, but if you're on YouTube, the obvious reason why is because you would have a financial incentive to not even bring up the subject.
What are some problems with Vidly you would like to see changed?
There are no real problems. The only thing that I would like is if I would be able to upload these audiobooks, like I've been reading books aloud. And then for that to happen, the budget for Vidly would have to increase the tiniest bit to allow 1 hour videos, for instance. And it would also be advantageous for there to eventually be a live streaming function with monetization. That's much further down the road. But for me to be able to even upload these videos to begin with would require a 1 hour video limit. And I know the site itself is not super monetized. We're not crazy about monetization. It would just be extremely beneficial in the future for that to be the case because the user base that it has. However, it has that user base, it has that beautiful community because we've not advertised to a bunch of Redditors. So I'm fully fine with that happening decades down the line. It would just be beautiful to see.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, I do really think the Vidly should increase its time limit. Like, 35 minutes for partners is not enough. I'm sorry. Especially for, like, a podcast like this, you need way more than that.
Yeah, most podcasts are 2 hours. Sam Hyde and Stu Peters, for instance, they
Yeah.
charge money for you to be able to watch their 2 hour interviews. They usually only post 1 hour of said interview. You can utilize Rumble, it's just harder. All my videos are demonetized on Rumble,
I don't know.
which
Usually,
is.
for the one
Yes.
time I made a video that was longer than 35 minutes, the one time I did that, I just uploaded the full version on archive.org and then uploaded it in parts on Vidly.
Yeah, and it's tedious if you're not getting paid a full salary and you're
Yeah.
making videos every single day.
I just suddenly noticed this about you when talking to you on video is that the way you talk,
Autistic.
you talk so well. Like the thing is, like, usually for me, without editing, I am bad at talking and I say stuff like a bunch of times, but like within seconds, without editing or anything or scripts, you could just come up with like insanely good quotes. Like you talk really well, is what I'm saying. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, thank you very much. It's just a cultivated skill. One way of which to cultivate said skill is to read books out loud consistently. People don't really do that anymore, but it is what it's because in Hitler's work, David Ebbe, he states that persuasion is not really doable through the written word. Yeah, it was the Atomoff and Division that had to sit me in an actual VC and explain to me thus. Not something that I'd read. I was never intelligent enough as a kid to ever catch on to such a thing.
I've heard a lot of things about Atomoff and Division, but like, I've heard a lot of neo-Nazis make fun of them and say that like they have a bunch of stuff that's like misguided, or like say they're like pedophiles and furries and stuff like that.
Well, I'm sure some of us may be furries behind closed
Oh.
doors. All the things that they. I mean, look at it this way. If
Oh.
I look up Adam Woffin on Instagram, and the only things that I am allowed to see is femboys in thigh highs with a black sun behind them. Does that really tell you that Atomoff and themselves are thus? Or that that's the only way in which we are allowed to portray thus? I'm just talking about the actual small group of individuals, almost double digit in number, under the great James Mason, whom in his final edition of the Tenets of the Lord of the Elders of Siege states that the whole 09A thing is just a Fed addition by a specific member who turned out to be a Fed, who legally entrapped two of the members. So all of this stuff is an addition, and what another LARP, another made up thing that may or may not exist, or it may just be not, Mexicans who really like Atomoff and who like Nazis. Is something called 764, which I was accused of being a member of, and it's more or less so. Atomoffen are supposedly Satanists. The feds have added that on, and Atomoffen, who are Satanists, are supposedly a bunch of not pedophiles, actual pedophiles, but they were like Roblox people going playing on Discord and telling little girls to cut themselves, and I'm supposed to be a part of that. But interestingly enough, I apparently was associated with this, thus, because some girl that I was friends with on Discord, very sexually debaucherous individual, did end up confessing to me in an email much later, much down the road after the feds had kicked in my door, that she was associated with us. So it's a funny little degeneration, but at the end of the day, it's a question of whether or not you have actually read the work of James Mason. Who's an old guy? He's not going to be on Discord to begin with, or Roblox.
Something I found interesting is that, like, this isn't just a neo-Nazi thing, but, like, it's a thing where a lot of political groups have, like, big factions in it and, like, infighting. Like, communists have infighting, conservatives have infighting, and neo-Nazis have infighting, and, like, groups that fight with each other.
It's a question of what you are for and what you're against, because National Socialism is pro X and anti Z. So the question is, okay, then what are you? Let's say you hate all Jews, or you hate all Jews, but you hate Christ. Then what are you? Are you really a National Socialist? Because there are people who love Christ and hate Jews. There are people who love Allah and hate Jews. There are people who hate Christ and love Jews, and National Socialism, the idea of what it has been portrayed as, similar to Atomoffen, is like three or four different things. All Americans think that Adolf Hitler loved Odin and plays Skyrim. Like that's actually what most people believe Hitler to be. And he wasn't even a Christian, he was just a Bible fan. So it is necessary to specify, I suppose. Christian National Socialism is a good enough specification because I've not been allowed into like two different National Socialist organizations because I happen to worship God.
I know, like the original Nazi
Nationals.
movement, like before the neo-Nazism stuff, like the OG Nazi Germany was like mostly a Catholic thing at the beginning, but then like it devolved into all these factions after World War II and stuff, And like now there's people of various religious beliefs being Nazis.
Yeah, you can't really have National Socialism without Hitler. It's like having Christianity without Christ. No ideology without a singular living ruler can exist, I'm afraid.
How does your family feel about Vidly?
Know any alternative sites like BitChute or Rumble? I don't even know about
Well,
those. My family
I know
does
about
not know
those, but I haven't
about.
really used those.
Yeah, my family doesn't know about those at all. The extent to which they use the internet is pulling up YouTube. Where's my phone for an example? And looking at either SpikTok or dog videos or cooking or like whatever tutorials. So they're fucking retarded. And they pretend to have political views, but the thing is they're so retarded that they are embarrassed about the fact that they are retarded. So they have brought up their views or attempted to shame me or whatever. And immediately upon being shut up, they've just never talked to me about it again because I know more than they do, not to toot my own horn, Vidly included. So there's absolutely no way they could ever in their life, fire up an internet browser and go to a website of their own volition. It's not possible.
Yeah, I think what you're just describing is just Facebook boomers. Like I was a long time ago. I was on this like, basically like Trump site. It was like some Trump social media
Donald Trump.
site, full of like a bunch of boomers, and they were actually retarded. Like, the thing is, like they didn't even know what the KKK was or who Hitler was. They thought Hitler was like a Biden supporter or something. Like they
Oh,
were
he's
actually
one of
that
them
retarded.
communists. I don't know. I guess that makes me a leftist for like not approving of most of Israel's
Yeah.
actions. Whatever that means.
Thoughts on the gore era of Vidly?
I thought it was funny. For me, most of the only entertaining things were like the furry porn that was randomly posted. I don't think the gore on Vidly was particularly entertaining. Yeah, you just open up the feed one day, and on like the feature
Oh.
tab on new uploads, you're just like, ah, that's okay. I wonder what it is. Click on it.
I know.
There's nothing morally wrong with gore. It's just, I don't know, bad for advertising. The thing with half of the gore sites that I've used is one or two of them end up just posting nothing more than, not even rape, just like niggers having sex with white women. It's like, this is not. It's a thin line to tread. Okay, so now we have gore. Do we post porn as well now? Do we become like a degenerate pornography? So it's a thin line to tread.
I don't know. Thing is, a lot of the gore sites, like I sometimes use gore sites, and the thing is, like, in the comment sections of gore sites are like the most degenerate place on earth. Like just the most racist, sexist, everything. Like just the most toxic people on gore sites commenting, and like I've even seen on gore sites people advertising them selling CP on like Telegram or something, like advertising their Telegram so people can buy CP with Bitcoin in the comments of gore sites. No joke.
If I were not in shady water, and I still make jokes about like minors and pedophilia and stuff, but if I were not like actually under surveillance by the FBI, I would probably post one of those as a copypasta and like make it link to nothing, but it's so cheesy. Half the time I don't think it's real, and the other half of the time, like 100% of the whole of the time, it's fucking Telegram. That's been fetted for years now. It's like if you're a Jew and you need some cunny, just like go to Israel or something where it's legal, fire up Tor browser and get scammed that way. I don't know if you need to relieve your Jewish urges. There's no CP on Facebook. Don't, no, Dad, no, that's not real. That's an advertisement. Don't click that.
Anyway, I'm just curious, like, thing is, like, did you have any actual, like, run-ins with, like, black people that made you racist or anything like that? Or is it just from what other people have told you online. Like, did you have any actual bad experiences with different races that made you think the way you do?
Well, there are a lot of black people who are shitty people. I think that's not really controversy at all. I think the tenet of racism is not that all black people are niggers per se, but that race exists and that white people are ostracized and terrorized by black people, white liberals, all these groups of people into pretending that race doesn't exist. For me, I've just come to realize that other races view me as a separate race. It's like black people can be low IQ, high IQ, I don't give a damn, or shouldn't give a damn, if it's not Atlanta, it's not super high crime rate. But they fundamentally do not think of me as the same species as they. So white people think that, okay, you're black, you're my brother, I can just trust you with everything. But no, black people have their own community, Mexican people have their own community, I don't speak Spanish, so they don't think of me as their own. They've betrayed me many times. And then as intelligent as black people can be, they're a part of that community. So most of them absolutely hate anything that has to do with race realism, anything on the right of the spectrum, because I identify as a certain thing. And white people fall into this as well. I absolutely despise white people that are like, that identify as this, that, and the other, even on the right wing, if that identification means that, oh, I need to suck off Jews. The most of my negative real life experiences have been with, like, gay people.
Ugh. Oh, really?
Yes, I didn't know what a gay was until I met one in real life. It was a guy who just really wanted to be my friend and was totally not gay, and ended up being a gay, and I almost got groomed. I suppose I was groomed by definition, but I kept my anal virginity. Barely.
That's fucked up if what you're saying is true. I don't know. Things you say, like, black people are in their own communities, but, like, what about, like, at your church, since you talk a few times about, like, going to church, like, what about the black people at your church? Like, aren't they in the same community as you? And, like, you talk to them and stuff like that?
Not exactly. I think most of the black people who attend there consistently are not really in tune with certain realities, per se. Like, most people, they just don't have what it takes, and they're not interested. Most of the black people that are in my church, like actual black people, happen to be of the college culture. Like, they all go to college, or they're of that community. So they're kind of too stuck in their own whatever the heck, in books and all this pseudoscience and what the Jews call intellectual poison, to be able to understand, you know, anything about anything and in terms of reality. And one random black person who was going to become a sheriff, he had an IQ of, like, you know, a normal IQ, like an IQ of 100 or something, absolutely love him. There was this one black guy at my workplace who is now dead, who I would consider to be my brother. And it's just what it just is what it is.
I don't know. Mostly the thing about race I've came to realize is that a lot of the stuff with race is actually just a culture thing. Like this stuff of, like, black people being criminals, it's like mostly just a culture thing of many black Americans, where, like, their culture and, like, their art and music promote a sort of violent lifestyle. But, like, black people who aren't in that culture, or, like, change and become another culture, they aren't that way. They're different.
Yeah, well, if you notice, their prefrontal cortex are visibly larger. If you ever look at an African person and a chimpanzee side by side, it's identical. They have smaller brains. I'm not denying what you're saying. I'm an anti-Semite. I know that the media tells black people to go to jail and commit all these crimes. It's beneficial for the private prisons community. Investors in private prisons get a lot of money from enslaving black people. But black people don't generally have what it takes, and neither do most white people, to revolt against this culture, to say no to this culture, and to say fuck the Jewish media. To hell with all this, excuse me, nigger babble with rap and all that. Rap used to be great. I used to listen to rap. Old rap. But goodness gracious me.
Oh. You're talking about, yes, like Eminem, Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
What's it again? Tupac and all that stuff.
Yeah, because it actually rhymed. It was actual music. It was not. My goodness gracious. Not this auto-tune bullshit. I don't even like most of Kanye's songs. I like the guy. It's a fucking auto-tune, whatever the heck. And he makes millions of dollars, so clearly the majority of human beings disagree with me. I'm fine with that. Most people think classical music is boring.
I think it's like, with Kanye's, my opinion is that, like, I've never actually really listened to Kanye music, but, like, the thing about Kanye is that I do think a lot of his trolling on Twitter is kind of funny. Like, he just says crazy stuff on Twitter and goes on skits or ramblings, and I think it's kind of funny seeing it all happen.
Kanye, take your meds! Kanye, no! Don't say that! No! He's like, I'm not gonna be treated like a slave. I've apologized, okay? And you want me to get on my knees and apologize again? And you're punishing me even after the fact? By not being able to attend Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony? Okay, fuck you. That's gay.
How did you come up with your username?
I'm a big fan, or past tense was a big fan, of Leo Gura of Actualize.org. It is his stated goal for him to be his most genuine self, and his channel is totally not to become an entrepreneur and be able to spend all this money and go on vacations and stuff. It's for him to be his most genuine self. Sneed is obviously a Simpsons joke that a lot of people think is racist because an image of Sneed smothering George Floyd with his, or choking George Floyd with his butt cheeks to death, is an image very feared in the lefty pull community and those who have viewed it. So a lot of groups on Steam and Discord have actually been banned by including the name. That's more or less what it is, a combination of those.
To be honest, I've personally never heard of the term Sneed before this, or the meme. For the longest time, I thought Sneed was just you misspelling speed. Like, misspelling the P with the N accidentally in your keyboard when making the Vidly username.
Precisely. Close enough. Again, I let people think what they want.
Just curious, did you go to college or not?
That would be so gay. It's like, first of all, what am I going to college for?
Oh.
You can't get a job with college. Like, you cannot, you have to, if you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, if you actually trace your path, but every single person I know who's gone to college is just like, oh, I better go to college. What are you like, going to college because you want a specific job, or no, I gotta go to college? And in addition, I would get expelled. I'm not a millionaire who's an expert at pretending to be a gay communist. I'm very bad at pretending to be a gay communist. Everything I say is racist, bigoted, sexist, homophobic, even when I don't mean it. It's crazy. So there's absolutely no way I could ever go to some college and get an education there, unless I really tried really hard. So I'm just going to do my best to learn what I can on my own, because goodness gracious me, unless I could move to some Nazi country, which, I don't know, maybe Georgia, Montenegro.
Yeah, I personally don't think college, unless you're like getting like an actual thing that requires a college degree, is worth it. Mostly college, it seems nowadays, at least in America, it's like just expensive, get into debt, REBA debt too, or basically interest rate debt, and all you get is just learning about, like, blah 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 had non-binary people, or like, blah 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 communists did a successful revolt in, like, poo-poo shithead land or something. It's like, what the fuck am I even learning at the college?
Yeah, even then, if I had enough meth or Ritalin to develop an IQ of 6 million, study 8 hours a day to get a medical doctorate, I would just lose it, because I would say something based. I would lose my doctorate, like Vernon Coleman or Svetlana, what's her name, on the Stu Peters Network, who's been curing people from cancer with ivermectin, which doesn't make sense to me. But I've looked into it. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. So cancer is basically either a microparasitic infection or some sort of mildew behaving thing. That's fucking weird. All right, give him ivermectin. If it works, okay. All of our communities and industries are fucked because the Jews and Freemasons are smarter than us.
Oh. I do have one very specific question. I'm not trying to be rude, but like, you're a Nazi, but you say you have Polish ancestors. How does that work? Like, Polish people were, like, killed by Nazis. Like, so shouldn't you, like... So shouldn't you be, like, an anti-Nazi because your ancestors were the ones being oppressed by them?
Well, no. The Poles were being a bunch of subhuman degenerates and massacring... So, in World War I... And first of all, the whole Aryan thing is something, some plot that was thought up in Wolfenstein. It includes people down to Mediterraneans, okay? Because I've actually looked at the lists. After World War I, Germany was divided. We've got Germany here, and then we've got Germany in this little splotch over here, and Poland is all around it. We've got all these Germans over here. Poles are like, become Polish. Start raping them. No, we don't want to be Polish. We want to be German. Ah, fuck you. Burns your house down. Crushed. Like, you're talking about gore. We have people's faces smashed in. There's, like, nothing there but a big gaping hole. I don't know if it was Polish communists. I don't know if it was Polish Jews. Whatever did that was basically subhuman and degenerate. And I recognize Poles have made a lot of retarded mistakes. And Poles are a bunch of Jew lovers. In the Black Plague, they also let the Jews into their country when all the other countries didn't like them. And that's why the Black Plague didn't happen in Poland as well. And I believe there's redemption for all races. But, you know... That's their decision, and they are a bit lower IQ. Yeah.
Interesting thing I've been hearing about is, like, at least from what I've been taught most of my life, people only focus on World War II with Germany expanding, but, like, nobody focuses on what happened to the Germans in, like, Europe who spread out to other areas after they lost the territory. Like, nobody explains that, but, like, after some research of my own, basically what it seems is, after World War II, all the Germans who, like, lived in, like, Western Poland, near the border, like, it was their ancestral homeland for hundreds of years, but, like, the borders changed. A lot of them were either deported to West Germany after World War II, or they were just, like, killed or, like, assimilated. Like,
yeah.
Nobody talks about the Germans basically being... having their own Holocaust on them after World War II.
I think it was, what was the name of this book? Yeah, I can't find the name of this book, and there were a couple other books written about it, but 5 million Germans were systematically massacred after World War II, because it was not just Hitler, it was the entirety of the nation that was benefited and transformed to such an extent that they had to systematically denazify Germany and kill off a bunch of people with poisons, pamphlets, and all this other terrible, horrible, torturous stuff. Like, the Nuremberg trials were terrible. I think when you mentioned Polacks, I think you may have also been referring to something odd, 10,000 Polacks being systematically massacred in roughly the time of World War II. It was Hitler that reported this. It was Polish communists, I believe it was, or Russian I don't know what communists they were. A couple Jews, like, in truth, they dug a pit and shot these retarded Poles one by one by one. Hey, we've got an interview. Here, come here. We gotta interrogate you. Pop! It was soundproof to us. There were carpets on the walls. It's quite terrible.
Thoughts on the Charlie Kirk assassination recently?
Initially posted a video on SpikTok and Instagram and Facebook, more or less indirectly stating that I giggled internally at the thought because he was nothing but a Jew cocksucking grifter the entirety of his life. And then upon learning in the Stu Peters Network and even on 4chan, like, they have a memes board about that which he discussed right before he died, led me to believe deductively, you know, obviously, the people who got him were somehow associated with Mossad, because he refused. His budget, Turning Point USA's annual budget, is $140 million. Bibi Netanyahu offered him $150 million just randomly. They offered to bring him to Israel. he started talking about Israel. He started talking about the fact that Jews, a lot of Jews, not all Jews, fund a lot of anti-white agendas. He stated this publicly, and I have videos of this. So it's very curious. It's very curious that someone out of the blue, like let's say if someone who looks like me shot a person, it would be some 3D printed handgun or some like sidearm or something, and fire at them. It would not be some professional assassination, like something that someone 50 or 60, I'm 30 or 40 years older than me would be capable of committing. If you've ever seen older, extremely intelligent individuals. In addition, the person framed for the shooting at the very first who said, I shot Charlie Kirk, was actually also at 9/11, was arrested as a suspect of 9/11 as a fall man who failed both times, apparently. Fat Jew with glasses and a blue overalls.
The old guy who was accused at the beginning of Charlie Kirk assassination, apparently I've read recently that even though they released him because he didn't do it, the police checked his phone to create the evidence for the original investigation, and they found like a bunch of CP on his phone. So the old guy at the beginning was actually a pedophile, and he was caught due to this case.
Well, I'm not surprised that someone of his kind was a pedophile, but I think that's a very interesting coincidence. I think that's very funny that, the one guy that was supposed to be a fall guy, one of them happened to engage in certain Semitic activities that are not entirely illegal in so-called Christian nations. I'm sure he'll get off scot-free. I'm sure he'll be like, he'll zip off to Israel or whatever, like we have done very recently. The creation of the Anti-Defamation League was founded upon a guy fucking a 14-year-old girl in the bumhole, killing her, blaming it on a black man. The KKK, of all people, did not believe him, and they hung him because he was a pedophile Jew. And that's what created Leo Frank. And this is in my own like state, my own city. This was in Marietta, Georgia.
Fuck the ADL. Like, it was just a bunch of whiny little nerds who say, you're anti-Semitic, oh, you're racist. Like, I don't know, they accuse everyone of being a racist or Nazi or, like, anti-Semite for literally everything that slightly criticizes Israel. Like, I don't know, like,
yes.
Their whole organization is just a bunch of whiny bastards.
Yes, they do it. They try to do it strategically. I'm going through the Hasbara Handbook, a book for defending the interests of Israel on campuses. And yes, they try not to be too obvious about it, but for retarded boomers and the people who they refer to as Goyim, they are being absolutely discreet enough in who they do and do not call anti-Semite, as much as you and I know how absurd it is. I mean, I don't hate any Semitic people. 98% of Israeli residents are non-Semitic.
Oh yeah, by the way, about that, like, the word anti-Semite itself is, like, probably the dumbest word in the English language. Like, most Jews aren't actually Semitic. But the funniest thing is that basically all Arabs are actual Semites. So, like, by being pro-Palestine, you're actually pro-Semitic, not anti-Semitic. So, like, really, the Zionists are the actual anti-Semitic ones, if you want to go down the actual meaning of the word Semite, which means, like, the people who spoke Arabic and Hebrew and Aramaic and all that back in the day.
And I would actually disagree,
like, the word Semitic is basically...
saying is historically and biologically correct, but I would actually disagree in that all these stupid words are emotional manipulation weapons by people who are more spiritually intelligent than most who they would call Goyim. And in Pavlov's dog, when you condition them correctly, you can create an emotional response. The 6 million, the anti-Semites, the racists, the homophobes, like, people believe these words because they are conditioned, because they watch media and play video games. It's a bunch of retards.
I think your connection went out for a little bit.
Yeah, my headset automatically shut off when there was no noise being put into it. I noticed that as well.
about Charlie Kirk from earlier, when we talked about it earlier, my personal view on Charlie Kirk is that Charlie Kirk was basically a foot soldier for Israel, like doing their dirty work for them to spread propaganda. But the thing is, like, he was basically like, he wasn't a good person, but like, it is kind of sad his wife and kids got to see him die and like now have to live without a father and like husband. Like, I am sad for his family that they don't have anyone, that they don't have a husband and father to take care of them. But for him, I don't really care much about him. But like, I don't celebrate his death in particular because he's not, he is bad, but like, in the grand scheme of things, he's not like the most evil person in the world. Like, Netanyahu is way more evil than Charlie Kirk ever was. Anyway, that's just my opinion on Charlie Kirk.
Yes, disregarding the fact that he started criticizing Jews, it's possible it's a 50-50, because the guy is not a brick shit house. The guy's not fucking, he's not based, he's not super muscular, he's not disregardant of his own life. Like, he's not an actual Christian or an actual saint in any regard. So it's questionable whether or not, because Alex Jones is another example. He has questioned the Jews in the past. He has questioned the U.S. liberty once and asked, if the roles were reversed, would you really do the same? This is questionable, this loyalty. And now he is an agent of the Jews, so it's questionable whether or not Charlie Kirk in the future would have been raped into submission. Donald Trump, the retard that he is, used to be somewhat based. He used to be a based retard who just maybe didn't know about the Jews and all of that. And he's now of the side that he knows it's the Jews. They shot him in the head twice. He's like, okay, fuck it. And you've got probably blackmail on me that I didn't know about until recently, that I'm on Epstein Island, because I've actually spoken with these individuals in person, more or less in, not really in person, but very, very closely. And I can now tell you that there are a group of white people and other races of people that
Spoken
know
with
it's the
who?
Jews and side with them. What is it?
I was just saying, you were saying you interviewed some people, but like, who did you interview?
no not an interview. I was speaking with a member of Andrew Tate's financial advice Discord alternative, who's one of the crypto guys. And the
Oh.
way in which he sarcastically said "It's the Jews!" exclamation mark led me to understand that all this copy pasta he was posting about the reason why I'm not supposed to say anything about anything at all, ever, even without saying the word Jew, is because we need to be focused. I've been banned from Andrew Tate's financial advice Discord alternatives, I think, 3 times. Obviously, that's stealing my money, but I don't care to sue.
I don't know. About Andrew Tate, like, the thing about him is, like, he used to be somewhat based, like, back in 2022 and, like, early 2023, but, like, he, like, slowly turned into more and more mainstream. Like, before, like, he was this based Muslim red pill guy, but, like, now he's just, like, a boring guy on Twitter who just says vaguely Christian nationalist bullshit on Twitter sometimes, and like no one gives a fuck about him anymore. Like, his core audience used to be Muslims, but like now that he like abandoned Islam and all that, like he lost his core audience and now no one likes him anymore.
Yes, and it's sad because, like, some Jew behind a keyboard or a Chinese person behind a keyboard has banned him from TikTok still, but he's actually identical to Charlie Kirk and to Alex Jones if you look at their life path. And that's the alternate history where Charlie Kirk becomes a gay fed and realize, okay, it is the Jews. Please do it, give it to me, Bibi Netanyahu. I'm ready for your Jewish meat. Is because, like I said, Alex Jones has mentioned them. Charlie Kirk has mentioned them. Andrew Tate has mentioned that the Matrix is Israel. The Matrix is the Jews. He knows it's the Jews. He mentioned that once. Now he's not mentioned anything in regards to that at all, even with people who know it's the Jews. He's not talked about the Jews at all. He used to be edgy and say things like nigger. And you know what happened? The black African spooks decided that, oh, well, I'm going to give you slightly less money if you ever say nigger. So now he's not based in any regard because ultimately you are what you do. He spends 20 hours a day shilling and thinking about money and spending money. So now he has become that. He used to be 1% funny. Okay, he used to spend some of his time thinking of funny things and saying funny things and getting in trouble for it. And that's his choice because it's like the life of a saint. It's like the path of a saint. But his entire thing, his entire shtick, and all of his friends are towards transforming yourself into spending every waking moment and eventually further and further towards 100% of your very being making money. I'm not like those other rich people, was his initial self-advertisement. But that's like gays. I'm not like those other gays or women. I'm not like those other women. Says only the people who are like, or who eventually become like, all the other women and all the other gays. I'm only able to watch
I'm
him
just thinking
if he's
like
having an interview with like Nick Fuentes or something, because then he won't talk about his fucking the real world app for 30 minutes. I'm sorry, what is it?
I was just saying like because of your beliefs and also like your ancestry, I'm just thinking like if your family knows about this, they must hate you and like disown you and all that if they know about your beliefs. I don't know, I'm just imagining like a Polish grandparent who like survived the Holocaust getting mad at you or something.
Yeah, well, I can intelligently and confidently and compassionately say, Grandma, you're a fucking idiot. What are you talking about? They'll say their piece, and then I'll tell them, first of all, that never happened. So, let's say the Holocaust did happen, and I'm delusional. How can you hate me for being delusional and liking a guy who I think is a good person who is evil? I'm clearly just dumb if that is the case. So, it's not really possible. Unless, of course, you hate anyone and everyone who's pro-white, which only radical communists and radical Jews actually think that way. I'm offended.
About that, like, I've realized this is that, like, you can disagree with homophobia, like, you can support LGBT, but the thing is, like, even if you support LGBT, how does that make it morally justifiable to hate homophobia? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, for example, if I like mayonnaise and you hate mayonnaise, then I can't say you're a mayophobe or whatever the fuck and say you're evil for that. Like, if I don't like something, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm bad for not liking something, if that
It's
makes
actually a
sense.
yeah, it's actually a demoniac inclination. It is inspired by demons, I have come to realize. Because let's say you're possessed by demons, you've got like interdimensional parasites in your body, and they whisper to you to kill and eat people. Okay, that's understandable. Everyone can see that. But another thing with people who have like interdimensional like butt worms or something, they have like a spirit inside their butthole chakra or inside their head or inside their chakra associated with pride and self-will, is it tells them to be offended. So I've talked to all these different gay people, and like 99% of them, eventually, they cannot even stomach the fact that I make gay jokes. I jokingly say stuff about stuff. And this spirit of offended, this spirit of being easily offended, is specifically what the voices are whispering them into believing so that they can never, ever in a million years even consider converting towards Christianity, consider not watching pornography. This spirit of offense is a weapon of the devil, and this is why gays and pedophile Jews and other groups of people all have these gifts of deception. And it's all because it is spiritually inspired. Their buttholes are connected to the energies of hell, I am afraid. Just like how holy people have spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's how they fight their battles. That's how they fight against you. It's because you're offensive.
Yeah.
I'm offended.
Me personally, I'm bisexual, yet the thing is, like, I actually make jokes against LGBT, and, like, I don't care if someone says faggot or anything like that. Like, I'm not like the people in the LGBT community. like, I have the urges, but, like, I'm not in their culture, and I don't have the same thinking as them.
Oh yeah, I have all sorts of urges and as well as non-urge intrusive thoughts. It doesn't mean I have to play into any of it. In regards to all plethora of weird sexual things, not urges for all weird sexual things, but still, those thoughts will insert themselves into my head. Yeah, the definition of a gay is someone who's gay to a certain extent or not, who partakes of gay activities. And hey, if you're not offended by things, I think that's fucking great. I think that means that there's room for you to improve if, like, being bisexual is a sin or whatever, and nobody should be bisexual, then that means it's entirely possible for you to change. And it'd be entirely possible for you and me to learn about anything at all in regards to politics, in regards to meditation, because your mind is not shut off entirely by, like, NPC demon circuitry saying, "I am offended, must be offended, oh, stop it, oh, I'm blocking you, I'm blocking you, I'm blocking you." Which do exist, by the way. They're very funny.
Thoughts on, like, the recent story of, like, the Nepalese government, like Nepal being overthrown by, like, Gen Z kids, and they elected their new leader on Discord. Like, I'm just thinking how crazy it is that we now have, like, Gen Z running a country's government, and they're using social media to, like, do the votes and stuff like that. Like, I'm just saying, like, the world is, like, controlled and owned by boomers, and they need to, like, retire, or, like, I don't know, they need to pass the torch down to the younger generations. Like, I don't know. I just feel the boomers have been running the world governments for way too long now.
It's very funny and based. Yeah, basically, a minority of Zoomers. Yeah, Nick Fuentes says, "Based middle schoolers are our strongest warriors, more or less. It's a question of whether or not we're willing to do what it takes, whether or not we are selfless enough to do and say." And a lot of white people in this country who are millennials, I think, not shitting on all millennials. I love some of them. Oh, so no, that guy's a Zoomer. There are a bunch of pothead degenerates who call every political activist a fed. And that being said, there are plenty of Zoomers and Gen A that are absolute fucking mad lads. It's hit and miss. It's what you choose to be at the end of the day, whatever path you choose to be on. It's a question, you know. And there are people who are aware and not aware of where the paths that they tread will lead down. But awareness and unawareness is also a choice. Ignorance.
I'm just thinking, like, you say you identify as Orthodox Christian, but, like, was your family Orthodox, or did you, like, convert to it? Like, what was your family like, what were you born with as a religion?
No, it was the will and the grace of God that I came to the Orthodox Church. I was ostracized by my nigger lover community that, like, I say that's racist of me to say, but the last sermon I listened to was how we need to ask the black race for forgiveness for our sins, as opposed to Christ. Very weird. And once I started learning about, any aspect of reality at all, I was constantly shut down in conversations, and I think that was very disgusting and illogical and weird. So I just don't go to church, didn't go to church anymore for quite a while, kept meditating, and because I kept meditating, I had the capacity and was thus called randomly into just walk into this random building, and that is where I found the true church. And I was able to actually deal with it, take it all in, learn about it, and attend the services because I had what everyone else in my family didn't have, an ability to focus and listen.
I feel like most people, including me and you, most people have a phase where, like, when they're a kid, they're religious, and then when they're a teenager, they, like, try to rebel and, like, be an atheist or agnostic or, like, a pagan or some bullshit like that. And then, like, after a few years, when they're young adult, they finally come back to religion. So
Yeah,
most people in the West have that experience.
I dabbled in Satanism. I always believed that Jesus exists, which is supposedly the fundament of Christianity. It's just if you believe that Jesus exists, you'll go to heaven. But Yeah, I filled that spiritual void with all sorts of weird occult shit. I didn't let too much stuff into my body or something. Beneficial in the end, but yes.
Well, I wasn't in... I was just speaking about other people, but, like, I wasn't in the occult or anything like that. Like, I was just an atheist for a while. Like, I didn't dabble in Satanism or anything like that. And I'm glad I didn't, like... Like, that shit is actually... That shit you need to stay far away from, I feel. Like, black magic and all that. You'd say it's satanic? I'm glad I did stay far away from that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know, it's just like... It's like...
I was always cautious. It's
like
illogical
too. Like, why would you want to... Like, I'm just thinking, like... No matter if you're, like, a Christian or, like, Muslim or whatever, like, generally speaking, in Islam or Christianity, it's believed that, like, God and, like, the prophets will be the... And the believers will be the winners in the hereafter. While, like, the people who reject it will be... the losers. So, like, it doesn't make sense why you would want to go to the opposite side, which is like less powerful. Like, why would you want to be on the losing side that you know is the losing side? Like, it's not even like you reject it. It's like you know that God is real, but like you choose to reject it and say, oh, he's evil or whatever the fuck, or oh, he doesn't let me have gay sex or whatever.
that's one
Satanism is inherently illogical.
No, I was talking about, like, real Satanism, like, actual teachings of the mechanics of metaphysics, and I had an aversion to letting spirits into my body as much as you or any other person, so I only did that until much later. But it's obviously because the occult and because learning about metaphysics, like, actually learning about metaphysics, I don't want any of that pseudo-Satanist or Satanist ideological bullshit. I didn't come here for bullshit, I came here to learn. And obviously, it's very ironic. Honestly, what I did learn led me to the one true church. It's funny how this works, because the occult is more real than Protestantism. Protestantism is a fake religion. So it's understandable that people turn to, like, atheism and whatever fills that void. I don't know, femboys? You know, whatever floats your boat?
There's multiple kinds of Satanism, like... There's, like, the kind where it's just, like, someone who's basically a Christian, but they just... It's, like, people who believe Christianity is real, but, like, they just intentionally reject it. And then there's the types where it's just, where they are just straight-up atheists and just use it as a LARP. Like, there's two different kinds of Satanism, I feel, from the research I've done.
I would say that's one of the same, because, like, everyone knows that... Most people know that Jesus was a historical figure. And... Some people who are spiritually of the energies of hell enjoy obfuscating and slandering. So what they do is they obfuscate and slander Christ, just as the Jews do in their Babylonian Talmud, saying that he's boiling in hell in poo and semen, for instance. I'm sure some of them don't per se believe that, but they wrote it in there because they ultimately hate God. So there are those who know Christ exists and admit thus, and there are those who lie to themselves, but they're ultimately spiritually the same, if that makes sense.
I don't know. From my research, it seems Judaism, most Jews are basically, like, just atheists, but with extra steps. Like, for example, like, I remember debating this guy who, like, converted to Judaism. Like, not a born Jew, but, like, someone who converted to it because they believed in it. And I debated him on LGBT, and when I showed him a verse in the Torah that banned LGBT, he just said, oh, we don't follow the Torah anymore, that's what the Orthodox Jews do. Oh, that's, like, old-fashioned. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's just weird how Jews, they straight-up reject their own holy book when it's convenient for them.
Well, no, it was never their holy book.
What their God tells them to do.
Yeah, no, it was Christ and the prophet John. One of the reasons why a lot of people don't like Revelation is because we have stated that there are Jews who call themselves Jews, who are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. They are the Canaanites. They are not of any of the tribes of Judah. You and I just discussed the fact that they're not Semites. So it was never their religion to begin with. In addition, the Torah is very commonly considered, like most Jews obviously believe the Torah to be a metaphorical work of fiction. They rejected Christ because Christ himself says that they ultimately did not worship the God from whom Christ came. So it does, yeah, it makes perfect sense, obviously, that these people who are of the Serpent Seed do satanic, nasty stuff. And they have the choice not to, because in the Orthodox Church, we have the power to get rid of all the Jew demons in their body. There's Brother Nathaniel, who's an example of that.
One thing I don't understand is that a lot of American Christians, they support Jews, but they hate Muslims. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, the thing is, like, Jews, they straight up believe your Christian God is boiling in a pot of semen right now.
And yeah, Ben Shapiro openly states there is no divinity of Christ.
They don't think of... Yeah, I'm just saying, like, Muslims, they don't believe Jesus is God, but, like, they respect him as a wonderful prophet and, like, praise Mary and Jesus and, like, even say peace be upon him a lot of the times after saying his name. Like, Muslims respect Jesus more than Jews do, so it doesn't make sense why American Christians love Jews so much but hate Muslims. Like, it should be the other way around. Americans should unite with Muslims and then hate on the Jews. Like, I'm just saying, logically, it makes more sense to unite with the people who think your God is a wonderful prophet than the people who think your God is boiling in a pot of semen and urine right now. If that makes sense.
I mean, the obvious answer is because, well, first of all, there was the Orthodox Church who called themselves Catholic. Then there was, because of the Filioque, which in metaphysics doesn't make any sense at all, like that specific heresy, because the Filioque is stating that the Holy Spirit, so we've got God the Father, we've got the Holy Spirit, we've got Jesus Christ. They say that the Holy Spirit comes from Jesus over here down below, as well as from God over here up above. It doesn't make any spiritual sense, which is why Catholics are very literate, spiritually inept people with very large mouths, large heads, and no ears. And Martin Luther said, I don't like Catholics, which I don't like Catholics either. So he made another religion called Christianity, and that's why these retarded boomers who don't meditate or read, Catholics don't meditate, but at least they read, which is why you're having this extremely low IQ take evolving, not a result of literacy, not a result of spiritual inspiration from God, from meditating unto him in what the saints refer to as prayer. It's a bit different from what we think prayer to be. That, yeah, I can hate Muslims. If there's a Muslim problem in Europe, sure, I hate Muslims, but ultimately they're different, and ultimately I think of them as an ally in the West, at least. And Muslims who live in Muslim countries, because obviously we agree on a lot of important things. And let's say non-whites are animals, real quick. Let's just say, like, black people aren't human. Is it not Aryan? Is it not Christ-like to wish for happiness and humanity? Humaneness to be bestowed upon people outside of our race? Like, let's dehumanize for them for a bit. Why can't I be happy on the concept of Muslims being happy as a result of them not having Jews in their nation? Like, that makes me feel happy inside to speak with Muslims and to speak with other people who are like-minded in certain ways.
You know, there's, like, people who, like, don't like black people, but the thing is, like, there's some people where they just think black people should just all go back to Africa, but they don't think all black people should die. Like, they just think black people should be separated from whites, but they don't... They want them to still have happy lives separated.
Yeah, we need to focus less on telling black people what to do. We need to focus more on... Like, that's the negative of it. It's the Jews, it's the niggers, it's the da-da-da. Yeah, I agree with you. Let's not praise Odin, who actually drinks semen. This is stated in pagan lore. But let's actually think about who we're aligning with. Stop posting memes for a second and say, okay, I would like to create a very small community of like-minded individuals. Where the fuck do I go for that? I need to start making friends with Orthodox Christians, with internet Nazis, with Muslims, and start creating a culture, creating an internet culture, creating a movement, be it an internet movement and a small physical movement, to change the world in the way in which I want it to be changed. And stop fucking LARPing and jerking off saying that sex is hard and calling yourself an incel because sex is hard. I still say Total Nigger Death is a joke, though.
Yeah. I mean, thing is, I might be wrong about this, because I actually don't know the answer to this myself, but, like, I don't think I'm racist, but, like, it is funny to say racist jokes and post racist memes, but, like, do I really want a Holocaust to happen on black people? I don't think so. Like, I'm okay with black people as long as you're nice and respectful. Like, but, like, I will still probably say an N-word joke occasionally, or, like, laugh at a Gypsy Crusader clip.
Precisely, because you, as well as most people, including Nick Fuentes, don't really understand the difference between your reputation and between your standing with Christ, is because the word racist is a word designed by a communist, Joseph Stalin, to slander people. That's like me walking up to a black person and asking him, "Are you a nigger?" He's like, he'd be like, "Fuck you," basically attack me, or he'd say, "Yeah, I'm a nigger," but it's like, but what does that mean? Does it mean that he eats watermelon and rapes white women? Is that really what that means? Or is it not just a slur? So the fact that you believe that race exists means that you're a racist, and because you're a white person who believes that race exists, you kill and eat black people. That's the usage of the word. Because you're a black person, you're a nigger! And you eat watermelon and drink white women! It's silliness. It's the attack of the evil one. It's why we need to... But George Lincoln Rockwell has stated that which has no basis, let it drop where it lies. They're gonna fling shit until something sticks. Just don't waste time or effort reacting to any of it. Nick Fuentes made an hour-long rant trying to disavow the baseless notion that Groypers, followers of Nick Fuentes, are tranny furry terrorists. It's like, that was a wasted speech. That was a waste of time. So yeah, I would say you're a racist. I'm a racist. I don't mean that. It's a joke. What is it? Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a Christian symbol.
Where did you buy the flag?
Ultimate Flags. It was like 30, 40 bucks. The reason why I can find them is because your search engine is Jewish.
I don't know. I mean, I use Brave as my browser.
Let's look up. I don't know. Let me look it up. Who owns Brave search engine? And then let me look up the same thing that I looked up on Yandex, which is the Russian search engine, real quick. Because I know DuckDuckGo and Google are both owned by Jews. DuckDuckGo was advertised as something cool and based, but it is what is known as controlled oppositions, like Tucker Carlson or modern-day Alex Jones. And now, when you look anything up on DuckDuckGo, it's just a bunch of advertisements and what Donald Trump would refer to as fake news.
I don't know. DuckDuckGo, all I remember about it is that there was some controversy a few years ago where DuckDuckGo was, like, censoring pro-Russian sites in the Ukraine war. Like, it was, like, when you searched up about the Ukraine war, it was censoring pro-Russia sides of the argument for the war a few years ago, and everyone got pissed over that.
Well, I just decided bigotry is the way to go, so I deduced, okay, the goat isn't giving me the piracy and the news that I want, and it's owned by a Jew, so it's the Jews! And then we have...
I'm just thinking, like, with all the stuff you say online, with your face being open, like, how do you not, like, get confronted or, like, punched in public or anything like that, like... It's just, I don't know, it's just, I feel like I would be too scared to say what you say with my face, because I know someone will get mad and, like, try to Charlie Kirk assassin me, or something.
The black people are going to hurt me! I mean, one of the reasons that, like, I'm surrounded by black people, most of them don't know what I'm talking about, and those that do, it's like, who cares? I'm not some communist fuck. And if that is the case, if they're a demoniac, all they would do is... That's all they would do. And I would get kicked out of some gay company like Starbucks or whatever. I've had that happen. Yeah. They just scream cry the same word over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, you would probably get stuff happen to you if you went to, like, California or, like, Canada or something like that. Like, you live in a conservative state. Like, if you went to a leftist area, you would probably get punched if people knew who you were.
I mean, honestly, I would dream of that because at the end of the day, what does that mean? That means that you're literally Instagram and TikTok famous and whatever. What does that mean? You have to endure some faggot hitting you with a plank or whatever in exchange for basically a full-time living with how easy it is nowadays. If you're actually good at what you do, which I'm not, like, I'm not worth a full-time wage. Yeah, no, it'd be totally worth it. It's very silly. And I don't have a credit card anyways. I haven't used my debit card in a month. What would I need? What do I actually need a bank account for? Maybe crypto?
You're so based for not having a credit card. Like, I hate credit cards and the modern banking system and all that. Like, it's not even just, like, the Jew thing. It's, like, it's more than that. It's, like, what Arabs and Muslims would call riba is, or basically interest rates. It's like riba or interest rates run the world, and like it impoverishes people by making them pay insane interest on loans they need to survive. So like it should be banned. Like loans with interest should be banned, and all loans that exist should be 0%. So it's truly just for the needy who actually need it and could pay it back.
Yeah, it's actually why there was child prostitution
and
hyperinflation in Germany.
Obsessed with credit cards.
They're unthinking goyim. Like, they're actually a bunch of fucking goyim.
America's, like, full of, like, interest and credit cards and, like, loans for medicine, loans for students. It's like, America is just the land of being fucked over with bad loans. And people are too poor to just buy things without a loan either in America.
No, I would argue that they're retarded. You don't need a car. You don't need a house. And all this stuff that you think you need. You don't need to go to college.
Are you a minimalist?
Well, I'm saying that if you're fucking homeless and you're making $7 an hour, nobody's going to break down your door and beat you to death for not purchasing some $10,000 car on a loan. You're just doing that because you're retarded, generally. And after they fuck themselves over, then they rationalize. They don't think beforehand, and then they tell you, oh, well, I needed it. Yeah, you've dug yourself into this hole, and that sucks that you're in this hole, and you're fucked now. But in the future, if you do think about it, and if you and I talk about it, let's not make that same big debt decision again.
America is just so unnecessarily obsessed with all of this loan stuff and credit cards compared to other countries. Like, things like credit cards do exist in other countries, but, like, in America, it's like, I visited America for like a month once to visit family, and in America it's like there's only one time I've actually seen cash in the whole entire time I visited for a whole month. Only one time I've actually seen like a dollar bill. Like everyone is just using credit cards for everything in America. Like in Japan, like there is credit cards and people use digital payments, but like you can still use cash for everything, and some people and my family still use cash for a lot of things. It's like in America it's like you need a credit card to survive, while in like other countries it's like you can just pay for stuff with cash and it's not weird.
Yeah, I'm sure most of the places in which it was weird for you to pay are like tourist spots and all of that stuff, and it could have been state-based as well. But I found that I can't really use I can't bring my debit card with me as well, because it's a spendy sort of thing. It's very easy to waste all of your money on bullshit without thinking about how much you've spent, unless you're using cash. And I guess it's because I'm poor, but I've come to realize this fact, and I've always been averse because I realized, hey, I'm poor. I can't afford to pay twice as much as I would normally pay down the road for something that I'm going to crash anyways, like a car. I had never driven a car before. I'm just going to break it. And my aunt and my uncle had that common sense to tell me, Joey, you're broke. You can't, you should not do this. Ugh. Anyway. They have credit cards, but it was my choice never to allow myself to have a credit card. Unless I'm super genius, okay? I have welfare and unemployment.
I think I thought everyone to get credit cards, like, after learning about, like, how Riba has, like, destroyed the world, basically, and, like, learning why Islam banned Riba and interest rates, like, learning why it's banned in the Quran and stuff, like, it makes complete sense why all that stuff is, like, banned, like, has really destroyed the world, and it's, like, the thing about the Jews is that most of that stuff they do is related to interest rates on loans, so, like, it's their number one best tool.
Time of the year for removing, it's also referred to as usury, from removing usury from German society, and there are like 8 different public figures who have been either killed or had a war started against them for removing usury. Muhammad al-Gaddafi was one, Abraham Lincoln was another, John F. Kennedy actually removed usury as well. Very short period of time before he was gone.
The world is kind of fucked right now, the world is. But we do have to live in it. We can't say we give up. Like there is problems in the world, but like we'll just have to live and grow in it, or like figure out how to change it. I'm kind of wanting to wrap up this episode right now.
It's been an hour and 22 minutes.
Any last things?
It's completely understandable. The Jews are spiritually superior to us. Yeah. They have more or less the same average IQ as the white race, and they have a real religion that encourages spiritual cultivation. So whatever religion you follow, get into it and hope that it has some sort of spiritual cultivation, because that's the only thing that's going to either save you or give you the wisdom to find whatever the truth truly is.
It is really nice talking to you. Like, talking to you is so much different compared to your videos. Like in real life, you're seem more moderate than you are on videos. Like, in your videos, you are being more extreme as you actually are. But, like, when talking to you, the way you talk, you don't actually seem racist to me. like saying how you had friends that were black in the past and stuff, and how it's like mostly a culture thing. Like, I don't know, it's just like it seems like you're less extreme in real life compared to your videos, and you're more reasonable.